I'm Gene Marano, along with Brent Stevens. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of a real-life friendship between Fred Rogers, that's Mr. Rogers, and a journalist, Tom Junod. Seems like a role tailor-made for Tom Hanks.
I always call him America's sweetheart, right? And, you know, Mr. Rogers is the perfect person to play for him.
Mario Heller also directed Can You Ever Forgive Me, which I really liked, a real-life story featuring Melissa McCarthy in a rare dramatic role. And she said it took a while for her to convince Tom Hanks to do this movie, that he didn't want to play real people anymore.
The film is an interesting blend of fantasy and reality. The person, Tom Junod, who wrote the article in Esquire in which this is based upon, they changed his name in the film to Lloyd Vogel. And all the story about Lloyd Vogel is fictitious, but all of his interactions with Mr. Rogers are realistic and based upon his article. I think the journalist covering him is sort of an every person kind of space. He's broken in the ways that a lot of us are and comes to Mr. Rogers sort of begrudgingly to do this interview, has some misconceptions about him, that he's this sunny, unrelenting optimist, which he is, but also that he might like sort of proselytize to him. The interesting thing he comes to is that Mr. Rogers was apolitical. There's lots of embrace of him lately, I think, because the town square in which we all live, right, the neighborhood has become so volatile. And people are asking, like, what would Mr. Rogers do? And I think this film answers that with a very simple response. He would ask us to remember who we were as children and to try to come to the town square with some civility.
They used the old Mr. Rogers studio in Pittsburgh to film parts of the movie. They even used some of his original crew and the same types of old camera. And the director was saying you sort of get a real feel like you're back 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, Tom Junod talks about that in his article because he had visited the set before at the end of Mr. Rogers' run, and it was run down, kind of a little bit grungy, and they rebuilt it, of course, in all of its glory. And so he said it was so strange to see something that should be so old, so sparkly. And I think that he's a voice that we still need. And one of the reasons I think he's having such a renaissance is no one has sort of stepped up to take that place of this eternal apolitical optimist that we all need right now.